Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The bill, which is co-sponsored by another Democrat, Representative Tim Ryan, also of Ohio, could be introduced as soon as this week or shortly after. It would create, now listen to this, it would create a new office within the Treasury Department. What does that mean? That means the maniacs that elected Danica Rome in Prince William County. Prince William County is going to get bigger and more fat with your money, with the fruits of your labor. You see how this cycle goes? You see, it's not enough that you pay your little taxes and Social Security tax, your gas tax, your wine tax, and all that. That just keeps the machine running. Ultimately, what has to happen, because these people, these rapacious Marxist sodomite vampire billionaires, are never satisfied. That's why you need to read Solzhenitsyn today and read today's Veritas at Top Interview. I tried to focus in on Solzhenitsyn's point, which is once this process begins, there is no level where the criminal, the capitalist, is ever satisfied. It never ends, and it never will, until he's told, no, you can't have any more. It would create the bill, again, the pension bailout bill, which we all knew was coming. What was her name? I'm trying to remember her name. Christina Guardalucci. At the time of the first bailouts. Where are they going to get a bailout at? They back in 2008 during the TARP bill. Around that time or shortly thereafter when President Obama first was in his first term, first year, Ms. Guardalucci testified in front of Congress that all the 401k Roth IRA funds were ultimately all in jeopardy and they were all going to go belly up. That the promises that had been made could never actually be fulfilled and that they were going to have to, and because they couldn't, and because other companies were smarter and they needed money, what should happen is that the government should take all the money from the IRAs and the Roths there's two kinds of IRAs, should take the 401ks, should take all of that money and just give it to Trump now. Why would you do that? Well, in exchange, you don't get a growth on your investment anymore, but we're going to guarantee you a government check. This is the end result. This is the ultimate payoff of this plan. The bill would create a new office within the Treasury Department called the Pension Rehabilitation Administration. If that's not out of an Orwell novel, I don't know what is. Gee, what could possibly go wrong with this idea? The funds would come from the sale of Treasury-issued bonds to financial institutions. But wait a minute. Financial institutions are broke. Where are they going to get the money? Yeah, where are they going to get it? Where are they going to get a bailout?